This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, where Wednesday nights are Mediterranean nights, at least for the sake of the first song by David Benoit and Russ Freeman, Mediterranean Nights.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on another 88.1 WCWP.
David's 88.1 is out of Cal State Long Beach, just as ours is out of LIU Post. That was David Benoit and Russ Freeman with their joint composition Mediterranean Nights from the Benoit Freeman Project in 1994. They made another project in 2004, the year I graduated from then CW Post, or officially Long Island University CW Post Campus. We used to say that at the top of the hour. Coming to you from Long Island University CW Post Campus. David Benoit played piano on Mediterranean Nights and arranged and conducted the orchestra, while Russ Freeman played classical and electric guitars and keyboards. Nathan East was on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and percussion by Russ's Rippington's bandmate, Steve Reed. Russ returns with his Rippington's later this hour. For now, special effects, led by Chiele Minucci and George Ginda. Lovely Michelle is their song.
Hi, this is Dan Siegel, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was Dan Siegel with The Last Dance, the last track on Going Home in 1991, 10 years removed from Oasis, where First Dance was the first track. Dan wrote The Last Dance and First Dance and played piano, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming with Michael Landau on electric guitar and Neil Steubenhaus on bass, also electric. Before that, special effects with Lovely Michelle from Just Like Magic in 1990, written by George Ginda with Sachi. Sachi didn't play, but George was on percussion, Chiele Minucci on acoustic guitar, guitar synth melodies, and keyboards, Michael Bearden on keyboards, Victor Bailey on bass, also electric, Omar Hakim on drums, and Bemshi vocalized. The next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri is gonna be epic, with Pat Metheny Group's The Epic. Stay tuned.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m., you can set your alarm clock to it.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Fasten your seatbelt for nearly 16 minutes of music. Nearly 13 of that is from The Epic by Pat Metheny Group. And away we go.
You're listening to Mike Shimeri. Smile, Mike. He's always taking our pictures around WCWP. I thought I'd surprise him with this one. But tonight, it's Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jeff and Pat have a daughter named Michelle, so I belatedly dedicate the special effects tune Lovely Michelle to her on their behalf. Just now, we heard the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Iberia, referring to the Iberian Peninsula, and Iberia is the first track on Time Changes, as in differing time signatures in 1964, a continuation of Time Out in 1959, Time Further Out in 1961, and Countdown, Time in Outer Space, in 62. Technically was the Dave Brubeck Trio on Iberia, since Paul Desmond, the saxophonist, didn't join in until the next track, Unisphere. Dave, the composer, was on piano, Eugene Wright on acoustic bass, and Joe Morello on drums. Before that, the Pat Metheny Group with The Epic, the really long last track on American Garage in 1979. The Epic was one of many composition collaborations between Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays. Pat played acoustic and electric guitars. Lyle was on piano, organ, auto harp, and Oberheim synthesizer. Completing the quartet were Mark Egan on fretless electric bass and Danny Gottlieb on drums. Brubeck had Iberia in mind, and next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, the Rippingtons take us to South Beach. Musically. Next.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
And WCWP.org.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It's a ripping good time with South Beach Mambo by the Rippingtons.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
And that was Nelson Rangel with the 1938 Ray Noble and his orchestra tune, Cherokee, the first of five movements in Ray's Indian Suite. Cherokee, Comanche War Dance, Iroquois, Seminole, Sioux Sioux. That last one was a homophone, S-I-O-U-X-S-U-E. Nelson covered Cherokee on My, his American Songbook, Volume 1 in 2005. Charlie Barnett and his orchestra reached number 15 on the pop charts with their version of Cherokee in 39, but Nelson had Charlie Parker in mind as the early Bird recording, if you will, from 1941, laid the groundwork for bebop, inspiring Bird's 45 composition, Coco, K-O hyphen K-O. I said all in one breath. Like Bird, Nelson was on alto sax with Chip Stevens on piano, Alex Nekrasov on keyboards and synth bass, and Mike Marlier on drums. Before that, the Rippingtons with South Beach Mambo from Life in the Tropics in 2000, a period where Russ Freeman, heard with David Benoit at the top of the show, lived in South Florida. Yes, he wrote it based on Smooth by Santana, featuring Rob Thomas, and not the Rob Thomas Dan Siegel worked with back in Oregon. Russ was on guitars and keyboards. Bill Heller might have been on piano, unless that was Russ too. Kim Stone on bass. Dave Hooper on drums. Percussion by Ramon Islas. Ramon Flores as the trumpet soloist. And the horn section of Jerry Hay and Gary Grant on trumpets, and Bill Reichenbach on trombone. Background vocals like Vamosar, Let's Go, were provided by Russ Freeman, Ramon Islas, Dave and Lori Hooper, and Daisy Lourdes Villa. Taking us into hour two, guitarist Chuck Loeb and a tribute to Wes Montgomery. North, South, East, and Wes.
This is WCWP. Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Hour one ended with North, South, East, and West. No T, by Chuck Loeb, written and performed a la Wes Montgomery, as the first track, another of those, on In a Heartbeat in 2001. Besides Chuck on guitars, Mike Ricciuti was on keyboards, Mike Pope on bass, Wolfgang Hafner on drums, David Charles with percussion, Nestor Torres and Chuck's daughter Christina on flutes, Nestor soloed, and younger daughter Lizzie Loeb on piccolo. Let's bounce into hour two with Bounce by Najee.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan Seltzer. That was Anders Enger Jensen with the Yamaha Reface DX and Roland CR1000 song, recorded in November 2019 for YouTube creator David Murray's 8-Bit Keys review of the Yamaha Reface series of keyboards, a la video game console classic editions and minis. Part 1 was on the Reface DX, and Part 2, published in February 2020, was on the Reface CS. The Roland CR1000 is a drum machine that Anders included to fill out the song. And he put his song on Retro Grooves Volume 4 in April 2020. 8-Bit Keys is a spin-off of David's main channel and moniker, The 8-Bit Guy. Before Anders' song, Najee's song was Bounce from Savoir Faire in 2022, May 13th to be exact. The writers of Bounce were Najee, alto sax, Paul Brown, guitars, Leon Biscara, keyboards, and Roberto Valli, bass, drums, and percussion programming. Greg Vail handled backing saxes and flutes. Let's go from Anders Enger Jensen to Marcus Anderson, also on alto sax, with Care For You, dedicated to Carol Wallace. That's the full title.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis. That was Lisa Hilton with the 2022 edition of Temporary Lullaby that didn't put you to sleep, if you can hear this, on Life is Beautiful, Not Just in the Tropics, released on April 1st. She wrote Temporary Lullaby for Chalkboard Destiny in December 2019, coming out 2.5 weeks after that 8-Bit Keys video on the Yamaha Reface DX. Like the original, Temporary Lullaby was a trio song with Lisa on piano, Luquez Curtis on acoustic bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. That's three trios so far tonight, two on one instrument each. Before that, a duo with embellishments, Marcus Anderson with Care For You from Reverse, which came out on April 22nd, 3 weeks after Life is Beautiful. It's a duet with embellishments because it was written, produced, arranged, and performed by Marcus and Nicholas Cole, with either of them on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Otherwise, Marcus played alto sax and Nicholas on piano. Guitarist Ken Navarro is on his way to the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri.
Do you remember where you were?
Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Sure enough, Ken Navarro with On My Way to Somewhere. It's shorter than the epic, but still long. Here we go again.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The Ken Navarro song we heard was his composition On My Way to Somewhere from The Grace of Summer Light in 2008. And there's less of it, summer light, by the day. Ken's instruments were nylon string, steel string, and electric guitars, plus keyboards, presumably with the synth voice, percussion programming, and real sounds of kids playing. Those kids must be in their late teens or early 20s by now. Jay Rowe was on piano and keyboards, Tom Kennedy on acoustic and electric slap bass, the acoustic was not slap, and Joel Rosenblatt on drums. Tom was in Steps Ahead with Chuck Loeb, Jay in Special Effects and now Acoustic Alchemy, and Joel in Spyrogyra and Special Effects. Joel's former Spyrogyra bandmate Tom Schumann leads his trio in the last segment, but this is the Pat Bianchi trio now, an organ trio, with very early, a very early composition of Bill Evans, and not the Bill Evans in Steps Ahead. Very early. Thank you.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John. That was the Pat Bianchi Trio with Very Early from A Higher Standard in 2015. Very Early was a Bill Evans standard, his first known tune, written in 1949, the opposite end of the decade that birthed bebop. He performed it on Moonbeams, did Bill, in 62. That was a piano trio album. Pat's was an organ trio backed up by Craig Ebner on guitar and Byron Landom on drums. Guitarist Chris Standering leads off tonight's last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
The classics live here.
Hello.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Chris Standering with Ain't Nothing But a Thing.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The Tom Schumann Trio with another standard, Close Your Eyes, written in 1933 by Bernice Petcare, performed by Tom and his trio on Live at Marion's Jazz Room in 2018. Recorded at the titular club in Bern, B-E-R-N, as in Bernice, Switzerland. Tom was on piano, Dave Ostrom, the Dave he referenced at the top of the song, on acoustic bass, and Andrea D'Angelo on drums. Tom recently released a follow-up subtitled Second Set from another set he, Dave, and Andrea recorded at Marion's back in 2018. Before Close Your Eyes, we heard Ain't Nothing But a Thing, singular, written and performed by Chris Standering from Simple Things, plural, whose street date was May 20th, a week after Savoir Faire by Najee. Chris played electric guitars, keyboards, and programming, Rodney Lee on just keyboards, Andre Berry on electric bass, and Chris Coleman on drums. Finally tonight, lead electric bass by Julian Vaughn, Coastin, from Solo, released alongside Life is Beautiful by Lisa Hilton on April 1st. Julian was the sole composer of Coastin and is backed up on it by Mel Brown on rhythm bass, also electric, Caleb Middleton on keyboards, Adam Hawley on guitar, Lester Estelle on drums, and featured on saxophones led by tenor, Darren Ron. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. We're coasting out of here with Coastin' by Julian Vaughn. So long.